escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just a friendly reminder about a friendly guy that you listen to all the time. Denny Matthews is getting hitched. And we are having a Denny Matthews Bachelor Appreciation Day here on 96.5 The Fan tomorrow. Going to have a lot of guests join our show. Bob, you want to start reeling off some guests?
Tomorrow, who are we going to have? Ryan LaFever, George Brett, Ned Yost. Obviously, Denny will be in studio with his bride-to-be, Amy. And so we're going to celebrate him. We're going to talk to Steve Stewart as well. Tomorrow, who did I go through? I said Gene Watson, you know, former assistant GM with the Royals. We got some Denny Matthews stories to tell as well. So there'll be a lot of folks sharing their Denny Matthews stories with Denny tomorrow, which I think is going to be great. And we've got to set them off in the marriage the right way. And I love that. I guess I can say this on the air: getting married at Kauffman Stadium, and that nobody's getting dressed up. It's all Royals attire for the wedding. And so I think that is a great way to do your wedding. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge to anybody who's getting married. Do Royals gear, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so we're excited to celebrate with Denny and Amy tomorrow. He's finally getting married after, you know, 80 years, I think. And so congratulations to Denny. It's going to be great. And so many people are going to have so many great things to say about Denny. And I hope he gets a little emotional about this. It's going to be kind of like a This Is Your Life Denny Matthews style as we get ready to send him down the aisle and get married. Life's going to change, Denny. Got a wife now. You're going to have to start doing things around the house.
Somebody asks, has Denny ever been married before?
No,
he's not. First time ever.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll give you guys also time to give your thanks. I think we have a voicemail. I don't know if that's true or not. But, yeah, you can call in 913-586-7965 and, you know, maybe have a shot at telling Denny what he means to you, what he's done for your life, or how many times you've driven to the golf course or driven home from the golf course and heard, there's your fly ball deep to left and I'm getting married. Life gone.
Yeah.
I joke, but no.
Life gone.
But no, it's that's tomorrow. Denny Matthews in studio from 8:15 until 10.
Yep.
I'm going to bring him Prosecco.
Okay.
I'm going to bring some bubbly for that. So, I mean, I'm sure he's never had it before, but just to get the drop of, this is really good Prosecco, Dusty.
That's all I want. Did Matt get the stripper, or is that not happening?
That's in the works.
It's in the works.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, make sure that's happening for the bachelor party. Yeah, and they can leave a message on the Odyssey app, too, right? You're able to pull those if people want to leave a message for Denny.
And if you
send in a message for Denny, we're going to play it. We want Denny to feel the love of everybody in Kansas City. So how do they do this on the Odyssey app?
I believe you just go to the Odyssey app, and it's somewhere in the chapters when you look at, you know, kind of the show's layout. You should be able to look at kind of audio messages or voice messages. I'll go to the Odyssey app just to kind of navigate it myself, but I believe that's how you do it.
Well, Gene Watson can figure it out. Anybody can.
Exactly.
Good morning, Bob Fesco. This is Gene Watson, president of the Fesco Fest. We look forward to having you down in Montgomery County, Texas today. H-E-B is waiting. Whataburger is waiting. The original Nymphas is waiting. live music. It's going to be a great weekend. We look forward to having you in the great state of Texas this weekend, Bob. Fesco Fest 3. Can't wait to see you.
Problem is, Gene thought yesterday was Thursday.
That's good.
Not kidding.
And he's the one that sings karaoke?
That's right.
Are you going to produce your or perform your new song?
BBL Stinky. I might. I do.
BBL Stinky.
I did send him a new one the other day. I was drinking a raspberry Snapple outside, and I sang raspberry iced tea. The kind you find at the big grocery store. Raspberry iced tea.
Okay.
He said, I'm the Weird Al Yankovic of this generation.
Oh, that's it.
That's it,
I
right?
like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if Gene can figure out how to leave a message on the Odyssey app, and he thought yesterday was Thursday, anybody can figure out how to leave a message. So leave those messages for Denny. We'll play every single one of them for Denny and for Amy tomorrow, as I think all of Kansas City's really excited for Denny Matthews, man. He's been a voice of our lives, our generation, our winning, and all this kind of great stuff here. He's seen every Royals game. And so, you know, I think we owe it to Denny to have a good bachelor party. Have some fun with him.
From the 816, you're not wrong, Dusty. Your life is gone when you get married.
You know, that's like the cool thing to say. But like my wife and I actually, we love spending time together. We're rare. I know. And we got married later in life. I know some people get married in their 20s and whatnot. But, we, you know, we didn't get married till we were in our 30s. So we're kind of making up for lost time. That's why Tuesdays are good. Yesterday, let me tell you. Ooh. I just want to win, Jim.
We got this voice message yesterday. I hadn't listened to this.
BBL Stinky.
Oh, that, we one, get that one too. That one was good. Yes.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house because you serving up the good food.
That's it.
Did it say in the background that something was juicy?
I think we were in the background.
I think we were in the background.
Yeah. What was play that again.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house because you're serving up the good food.
You got a secret admirer.
You're serving up that good food.
Yeah, Dusty.
Is that a real thing? Somebody really called in and said, left. That's not
somebody left that message. That's awesome.
That's not Binkley?
No.
No, that's not Binkley.
Heck no, man.
No, this is Jay Binkley.
Boobs are great.
In a nutshell.
Boobs are great.
BBL Stinky. Juice all over the place.
I mean, good hell.
Dusty doesn't even know what to do. Like, he is in shock right now.
I didn't know. Why is he talking like that?
Play it again. Dusty. Somebody likes you.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house because you're serving up the good food.
Can you just cut the Dusty, I need to come over to your house? You're already ahead of that, right?
Somebody said there's a tab to send a voice message on Odyssey app. Oh boy!
There we go. That's it. So leave more of those.
So yeah, leave those for Denny, so we can play them for him tomorrow.
Maybe not like it that form.
Well, not that form, no. But like, hey, Denny, we love you. Thank you so much for calling my life on radio. Yes, go Royals, go Denny, go Amy. We're excited for your play. Stuff like that, you know.
So who's next? Right?
Yeah.
That's what we tease with this Chiefs topic. You got to think it's Trent McDuffie. I felt bad yesterday because as soon as I saw the sign, I said, Trent McDuffie, you're on the clock. And then my algorithm on Twitter was, McDuffie's next. McDuffie's the next man up. The next guy to get paid is Trent McDuffie. I would think so because we talked about that the other day, right, when we were talking about, you know, do we think Trey Smith gets signed today? We're both, everybody's kind of like, yeah, I think so, but I'm not really sure. I was like, I don't know if he does. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, what was it, about 11:30, about 12, boom. Yep. It's about right at noon, by high noon.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was right about noon.
Right
time.
Around yeah. noon. And
I was done working my pipes at the gym. As you can see, I'm getting swole again.
There you go.
BBL Stinky.
But, you know, you look at that and you got to think that Trent McDuffie's next. You talk about a couple of narratives that make sense. One, stud deserves to be paid. Two, likable by the franchise.
Yeah.
That's a big plus. And three, kind of seems like he likes it here. So I would say that if there's any indication that he's the next one to get signed, that it wouldn't happen, I would be shocked. Because everybody that they have signed are people that they love and they trust, and they've given them the top money because that position has required it at that moment. Creed Humphrey, Harrison Butker, Trey Smith, Chris Jones, Next man up, I believe, is Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, the only guy that we may not see passed as the highest paid blank at this point in time is Harrison Butker. I don't know there's a kicker right now, and Mac, you may know some kicker, but I don't know that there's anybody worthy of paying more than Harrison Butker right now. He's the best kicker in the NFL. He's a Hall of Famer. Enough about Harrison Butker. He's the greatest. He's arguably the greatest of all time, right? I was talking to some people around the league yesterday about kind of what's next for the Chiefs, and talking with Trent and George, George is next for the Chiefs. That was a direct text.
You were talking
to somebody.
Trent Green and George Brett are the Chiefs?
Yeah, can you imagine? They're going to sign Trent Green and George Brett to the Chiefs, which is funny because when you say Trent and George in this town, yeah, most people do think, well, that's Trent Green and George Brett, especially George. Like George is one of those names where you say George in Kansas City, it is George Brett. We're not talking about anybody else. But in this case, we are. We're talking about George Karlaftis. And so that's the plan of the team right now. Now that Trey Smith has signed, they have now the opportunity to open up those conversations with Trent McDuffie and with George Karlaftis. And that's exactly what they wanted to do. That was another reason why it was important to get some clarity, right? Because if Trey Smith didn't sign yesterday, and we'll get into how that went down here in just one second, but if Trey Smith doesn't sign yesterday, now you've got an entire season and another offseason where you're wondering what you're going to do at that right guard position. And it limits what you can do at those other positions because the number one priority is still to protect Patrick Mahomes. And so Now you've got that taken care of. Now you can focus on the defensive side of the football and Trent and George and getting those deals done. And so yesterday, it did not look like at this time yesterday, 24 hours ago, that they were going to get a deal done with Trey Smith. I believe from everything that I've been told yesterday, the team was pretty surprised that this deal got done. They were kind of shocked that it got done. Somebody said to me, honestly, we didn't think this was going to get done with the Chiefs. And so yesterday at this time, they were probably just like, all right, I guess we're just going to play with this guy on the franchise tag. And then Trey Smith came to the table and said, I want to be here in Kansas City. And I know we talk a lot, guys, about the greedy athlete, right? And all they want is the money grab and, oh my God, all this money that they make. I was told by a very reliable source, Trey came down at the end a big, big, big number in order to get that deal done with Kansas City because he wanted to remain a Chief. And so if you're looking for your next new favorite player, Trey Smith came down a lot to stay here in Kansas City. And at the end of the day, the tag number was $23.4 million. He did a four-year deal at $23.5 million. So he signed for just over that cap number, $70 million in that guaranteed money. And the deal got done because ultimately he looked around and goes, I just want to be in Kansas City. Let's get a deal done. And that deal got done because Trey Smith wanted that deal to get done. And he wanted to stay here in Kansas City because 24 hours ago, it was not looking good.
Yeah, I think when we talk about this deal, we talk about Trey Smith and the productivity that he's provided, which has been fantastic. But I think you also got to talk about the implications that this means for the rest of the team. And I think the leading implication is what this means for the left side of the line and what this means for Brett Veach. You look at Brett Veach's history, not many misses as far as draft, but he's just now starting to pay people. I mean, a GM's life in the NFL is much longer than most head coaches, and that means that he's in his second lifespan, right? Year 8 or year 9 for Brett Veach. This is his first time we're really seeing him pay these guys top money. Is it going to work out? Three guys now paid top money at non-premier positions. Pressure's now on the left side of the line, especially that left tackle position. Josh Simmons has to be a hit. I mean, he just does. If Josh Simmons doesn't hit, this team is in a rock between a rock and a hard place.
What
as far
if he
as,
doesn't hit, but Jalen Moore does?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. If Jalen Moore is an above average left tackle that they can lock down at decent money because they've got him for 2 years,
yeah
that's solid. That's fine.
What if Jalen Moore ultimately becomes the right tackle, and then Simmons is your left tackle.
Well, that's even better.
That's even better, right?
Then
that's
Brett Veach's in the Hall of Fame.
That's better. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where else to go.
Dude. Yes.
I mean, if that's the case, like, you got an all-pro right tackle by accident, and then you have a left tackle that you drafted that everyone passed on who's all-pro, and then you have your center of your line, then that's the case of Mahomes with over 4,200 yards a year.
Yes. Let me ask you this, though, and I know we're a little bit behind here for a second, but, like, people are like, what gives you the thought process that it won't work out? Like, everything that Brett Veach has done, he's got a 90% success rate in his life, right, when it comes to football. Mm. You got a couple of misses here and there, everybody does. But with a guy who's, like, shooting 90% from the field, Why would we think and say the word if this pans out, if this works out, because of what we've seen the last couple of years? And I feel that's a fair, you know, kind of way to see it. But I always say this dude's hit on everything. He's going to figure this thing out. Andy's going to figure this thing out, too, because at the end of the day, Andy Reid, Andy Heck, those guys are coaching up the offensive line. They got to get those guys to
I'm
that next level,
semantics.
Too.
I'm arguing semantics. I don't know if 90% would be my number, but again, I think it's like 75, which I think is still amazing. I mean, they're 75% of your drafts are hits. I mean, that means you're.
I mean, what has he really whiffed on?
I mean, we could get
Sky Moore. I mean, we could go through it. There are misses. Yes,
but there's not a lot.
But I mean, he just hit two receivers.
Yep, just hit back to back.
Yeah, and I mean, before that, the narrative was he couldn't get a receiver.
Did they really draft wide receiver? Remember, the first receiver that they drafted was because Tyreek Hill couldn't behave.
And they missed on DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
That's a miss.
People want to talk about that. That's fine. But again, if Tyreek Hill's not a behavioral case, maybe they do draft DK Metcalf there because they needed a guy who could return kicks. They didn't know if and Mecole Hardman could do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Sky Moore. And then if you want to talk others, I mean, FAU, we'll see.
Yeah, we don't know about
Breland him. Speaks.
Mm. Yeah. So we got to be four. We're not even a hand.
No, I mean, that's, yeah. It's, anyways, one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
FAU, I don't know if we mentioned that. Maybe.
No, we did. Okay, yeah, okay, but gotcha. He's one of the, you know. Yeah.
Yep. One word. Let's start before, because there's, man, football's back. It's in the news. We'll get to that here in a second. A couple of things
days,
going around.
Baby.
I know, we're there.
Well,
Justin Houston
51 days. The NFL now all of a sudden is trying to promote this game on Thursday night.
Oh, come on.
Get out of the way.
What game?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
One word on the All-Star game last night went to extras. The first home run extras between the NL and AL ever. It was sick. One word.
Cluster, I'm going to use, because nobody knew what the hell was going on,
yes.
Right? Nobody still knows what was going on in that game last night and how they chose it. But no, ultimately, it worked out for baseball. It's got everybody talking today, everybody kind of figuring things out. The ABS system worked great. The swing off at the end, Bobby got involved, you know, it was good. Yeah, it was really good, but cluster is what I'll use because the ending, again, everybody's like, what do we do?
What's going on?
Exciting. Kept people entertained, kept people there. It was 6-0, and yet everybody still watched the way that game ended. A lot of people could have turned it off, went to bed, said the hell with it, but they didn't, and they got to see a very, very cool ending. So I would say exciting would be the way that I would describe that game last night.
Cincinnati, they're still dealing with this first-round pick debacle. Shamar Stewart is now back at Texas A&M, not practicing with the team, but he's practicing in the facilities, and he's trying to see if he can go back to school for another year and play again at Texas A&M because this just is not working out at Cincinnati. They're not seeing eye to eye. One word on this debacle.
Debacle. No, that's the word to use, but it's interesting with this guy. I was reading about this yesterday. Mm. If he goes back and plays, Cincinnati still retains his rights for 1 year. If he takes the year off and never plays, he gets to re-enter into the draft. If he goes to the CFL or the UFL, Cincinnati retains his rights, I think, for 3 or 5 more years after that. So his best case scenario, if he does not want to be a Bengal, is to not play football at all this year, and then he can re-enter that draft. Those were the rules I saw in Pro Football Talk of the three options that he has. And when it comes to the legalese stuff, I always go to Florio because he knows what he's talking about. He's a lawyer. And so those are the three options that this guy has. If you're him, what option are you taking? I guess I'm just not going to play this year.
Because
I don't want to be – obviously, he doesn't want to be a Bengal.
Yeah, it sounds like the opposite of the Maurice Clarett thing. Like, Maurice Clarett wanted to play in the NFL, but they had a rule that he had to play at least, 3 years in college football?
Nah, right.
So he decided to just sit out a year and go to the NFL, and then was never anything. This guy's going to miss a full year of football, then try to go back into football, get drafted. I know this sounds terrible because I'm going to sound like a blowhard, but I feel like at this point you just got to suck it up and go play for the team that drafted for you and make sure your value is out there, and then you can demand a trade or somebody will be like, hey, we're going to, you know, I don't know, but I mean, you got a chance to play in the NFL, man. Like, I get it. If I didn't want to work at a certain radio station, but they were going to hire me and nobody else would,
I'd probably go work there, or I could go back to Warrensburg.
Yeah.
No shot at them, but I mean, it's like, I don't want to go back to college. I want to get out there. I want to get my name out
there.
I want to I want to network. Go play football, man. I get it. There's some contract issues, but crazy, man.
Yeah, I get you. You could go back and get hurt and not be a first-round pick the next. Yeah, you don't know. There's
but
so many
things. But also, if you take the year off, are people going to forget about you? Like, Veach will get you in the seventh round like they did with Pacheco because he was a forgotten running back with the COVID situation. And Brett kept his eye on him, and there he was in the seventh round.
It just doesn't benefit you to have a year out. Like, if you're out for a year,
it does not.
The NFL moves so fast.
Yeah, and Pacheco wasn't like out a year. He was just a COVID guy that kind of got lost in the shuffle that people forgot about. Yeah, if you sit out a year, you're Le'Veon Bell.
It's just, you know, it's, yeah, it's like Interstellar, man. You go away and it's like 5 years passed you by.
And I'll be honest with you, too. You're right about that. 100% right about that. But if you sit out this year, you may never get an opportunity to make this kind of money again either. Yeah. I mean,
it's a gamble,
man. It's a big time gamble. And sitting out a year, while if you don't want to play for the Bengals is the right choice, it's not necessarily the right choice for your football career. And so you're either going to play for the Bengals this year or you're going to have to sit the year out. It's better to play for the Bengals.
Only 4 sacks in his college career for Shamar Stewart. One word on Terry McLaurin. Talk about holding out. Man, this guy's, well,
he's not happy.
Listen to him.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated. I'm not going to lie. You know, everything that has transpired up until this point has just been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be.
One word on Terry McLaurin there.
Sad. That's a guy. And the reason I say sad is because that was the only Commander Washington football team member you knew for a long period of time.
Yeah.
That guy's done his time, you know, and he's a really good football player. You got a second-year quarterback. Don't you want, like, arguably your best veteran wide receiver there with him? Like, I think Terry McLaurin is an important part for your young quarterback. Get the guy signed. He's your Travis Kelce, man. Mm-hmm. You need that guy around for a young quarterback going into year two.
Yeah, it's important because if he's not happy, you have a quarterback that you need to have weapons around. You need him to have that stability. I know Deebo Samuel is there. I know Laremy Tunsil is there. Brian Robinson Jr. is also there. But look, dude, that's the vet. That's the guy. That's the man you have to have on your squad.
Yeah.
Because I've said this for years, Mac, you know this. Best kept secret in fantasy football for like 2 or 3 years straight running. Everybody forgets about Terry McLaurin. Everybody wants to draft the... Yeah, scary.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're not going to this year because that team is actually something worthy of a team now, right?
Oh,
and much more worthy than a team. They're a really good operation right now. But you got to get your guy signed. You know, they've done a lot of good things in that organization in the last couple of months, giving the fans what they want. It's amazing. Baseball and the Redskins are giving the fans what they want. Whoever would have thought those two entities, right? Take care of your player, though, now, too. You got to take care of your guy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.